Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for June 19th, 2020. This is our snapshot, our bite-sized version of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Area 120, if you didn't know, is Google's internal incubator for experimental efforts that usually get phased out or rolled into existing Google products. Keen is the latest Google Area 120 project and is rather Pinterest-esque in its nature. It starts by making a keen or board in Pinterest parlance for topics you're interested in. Examples include bake delicious bread at home and start an indoor garden, for instance. In addition to users manually adding content, this Google experiment leverages machine learning and search to help find helpful content related to your interests. On the machine learning front, the Keen team worked with Google's people and AI research team to make the system more human-centered. Each Keen has an Explore, Saved and Searches tab, while other controls are above. They can either be privately or publicly shared to others. In turn, you can follow other Keens with Google touting thousands of hand-curated lists from the community. As updates are added, you can also get alerts on these updates. A similar feature exists as part of Google's App Collections feature, which is also like Pinterest, but closely integrated with Google Search. You can save links and images from the web with Google also providing recommendations. The overlap itself is pretty curious, and of course Keen could always be folded into collections to provide a more focused experience in future. That said, Keen from Area 120 is available today on the web and Google Play Store for Android devices. In addition to being a fun way to explore the world, Google Street View helps users get their bearings before visiting a new location or just doing some pre-research. Google Maps is testing AR-like place marker overlays to make Street View even more of a wayfinding tool. Some users today are encountering the same pins that appear in the overhead Google Maps perspective overlaid on Street View. In images we've shared online, we see several restaurants, cafes with an orange icon that signifies how it's a place to eat. Across the street, there's even a blue store marker, while further back is a generic location indicator. Hovering above the bubble reveals a floating box that provides the name, description, rating, review count, and price indicator. Meanwhile, tapping these options opens the left Google Maps sidebar and the regular listing. These place marker overlays make Street View much more powerful and useful for browsing, as you don't have to return to the full map for more details on a location. Users can also browse around in Street View and learn just by hovering over locations. It's somewhat reminiscent of the initial Live View concept that Google demoed at I/O 2018. In addition to directions and streets, the Maps app marked and overlaid additional information about interesting places. The Google Maps place markers in Street View are not really widely rolled out just yet. A reader spotted them on web in major locations like New York and Boston, but not in similar sized or smaller cities. We haven't yet encountered it in our own testing on Google Maps for web or even on Android. That said, we're really hoping the feature rolls out more widely soon. So if you didn't know, OnePlus has three tiers of software releases: closed beta, open beta, and final release. Today, a couple of months after debuting the OnePlus 8 and OnePlus 8 Pro, the company is opening up signups for the closed beta program for those with the latest releases. Unlike the open beta for Oxygen OS, OnePlus's closed beta program is only open to a handful of users and is pretty locked in secrecy. To join in, you'll need to sign a non-disclosure agreement, as often in these builds, new features are tested long before they're available to the public. With the OnePlus 8 closed beta program, OnePlus is opening the program to more users than it ever has before. 250 users will be admitted, but only if they meet a couple of requirements. Firstly, they'll need to own an unlocked OnePlus 8 or OnePlus 8 Pro, not the T-Mobile or Verizon releases of the former device. Further, OnePlus wants users that are active in its community forums, as those accepted will need to give constant feedback to the company. You'll need to fill in a form, and I'll leave the form in the show notes if you do want to apply yourself. You're probably aware of the memes that Google Chrome absolutely eats RAM on most computers, especially on Windows. Now though, a change to Windows 10 that is live in the latest update opens a door for Google Chrome to reduce its usage of RAM going forward. The Windows 10 May update, as the folks over at Windows Latest point out, introduces segment heap memory improvements. What is that, you ask? Well, the short story is that it's a method to reduce overall memory usage of Win32 apps, such as Google Chrome. This change is available to developers in Windows version 2004 or newer. Segment heap is already being used by Microsoft's Chromium-based Edge browser, as detailed in a recent blog post. When implemented, it shows a memory reduction of up to 27% in the early test. In a Chromium commit, engineers discuss using Segment Heap on Google Chrome. The engineer mentions that implementing this change could save hundreds of megabytes in the browser and network service utility processes on some machines, with many core machines benefiting the greatest from this change. There may be one considerable roadblock though. Implementing Segment Heap in Google Chrome for Windows would reduce RAM usage, but it would require Google build with the Windows 10.1.1904.1 SDK. Apparently this is difficult because that version is currently blocked on some mysterious build failures. Hopefully Google can work things out though. Be warned though, the version 2004 update for Windows is still messing with Google Chrome for many users. If you can hold off for the time being, then it would be wise to do so. And finally, following the death of the popular Dark Sky app at the hands of Apple, AccuWeather has become one of the better choices for a weather app on Android devices. Today though, AccuWeather has released a new beta update that debuts a Wear OS app, as well as improving the app on your phone too. Starting with what's new in the Android app, on your phone, AccuWeather has added a new tropical storm or hurricane tracker. On the radar tab, you can now see a storm's projected path, expected rain, wind and storm surge, as well as a risk to life and property categories. If you live in an area frequented by tropical storms or hurricanes, this is going to be a handy offering beyond the typical radar, especially with how the 2020 season looks so far. On top of that, AccuWeather has also made its debut on Google's Wear OS. The app itself is very simple, but importantly integrates AccuWeather's Minutecast feature. This enables users to see when they can expect precipitation in their immediate area. Given the look of Minutecast on Wear OS though, we'd love to see an AccuWeather make it a full-on watch face too. AccuWeather is available on the Google Play Store, but you will need to be in the beta program to get this latest update. The bad news, the beta is currently full. That said, you can always sideload. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include Samsung's flagship Galaxy Note 10 Plus with 512GB of storage. It's down to $780, which marks one of the best offers we've seen all time. You can also save on Google's Pixel Slate with an i7 processor and Chrome OS at a new all-time low of $679. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.